Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, July the 10th, 2020. The tarot card for today is The Lovers from the Calera's Curse Tarot by Daphne Lemke. You know, there's no such thing as coincidence, people. These cards are always so on the money with what is going on around us. Like yesterday, we saw the Three of Swords, and today we have The Lovers. We're in a time frame that has a great deal to do with relationships. We still have Venus in shadow in the sign of Gemini. We have Mercury still retrograde for two more days. And we are still in eclipse season, even though we are now just 5 days past the last eclipse, which was in Capricorn. So there is definitely a great deal of relationship energy, which has been around for a while now, and it's caused review and decision. All right, this is a card of decision. And one of the things with this card is that, you know, sometimes in life we repeat the same patterns over and over again, and we don't realize why. We may be sitting there asking ourselves, you know, every time we're in a relationship, why does it always turn out like this? You know, and the truth is, very often when you sit down and you analyze your choices, you know, what was your criteria for choosing that relationship, whether it's love or business or whatever? And in the end, you know, perhaps you feel betrayed, things didn't work out, and there could be a decision at this point, you know, to be doing something about it. And it is the recognition of those patterns and knowing that perhaps it's time to choose differently. You know, like those days when we see the Four of Cups and you're like, nah, that's not what I want, right? But the universe is trying to say, yes, you do. You should check this out, okay? A lot of times what we don't think is best and good for us turns out to be the best possible, you know, relationship that we could have. Now, also happening today, and this is very important, today we have a sextile between Venus, which, as I said, is in post-shadow in Gemini, and Chiron, which is currently stationing to retrograde tomorrow. And if yesterday's Three of Swords was showing up any of those old wounds for you, which needed to be healed, okay, things from which you need to separate, people, situations, okay, here it is today, Venus sextile Chiron, asking you to, you know, take a good look at what needs to be healed. You know, sometimes those wounds are opened for a reason, because it's finally time to do something about them. You know, maybe you've been back and forth for years and haven't taken care of a much-needed divorce. This may be that time frame. There's a lot that's going on here. And definitely having you say, okay, enough. It's time to fix this. It is time to heal. If you want to read more about, you know, things like this sextile, you can consult my calendar of planetary events, which is on my website, tarotbycecilia.com. If you actually go to the calendar itself, you can save it as a shortcut to your phone, giving you access on a daily basis as an app and letting you keep with the heads up. I always recommend reading a couple days in advance, because aspects like this can be felt a couple days ahead, and once they have peaked, you know, the energy begins to diminish. But I feel the universe has really placed this sextile in a very timely fashion, okay? Right in the midst of all these other things that are going on, showing you what you need to do. And you'll get a chance to go back and do this as well over the next 5 months as Chiron retrogrades into December. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.